Mr. President, go ahead, sir. Prime Minister Mulroney is online.
Hi, Brian.
Morning, Rod. How are you?
Just fine.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Well, I wish you were in Quebec City, but there's a lot to do.
Yeah, we're both a long ways away from home.
We are indeed. How are you doing?
Well, I think pretty good. Listen, I'm pleased to be able to tell you that in answer to your request, we are liberalizing our oil exports to Canada. You asked about that, and so we made a quick turnaround on that one. Now, I understand you want to talk to me about something.
Well, I was just a little concerned, Ron, with my dear friend, one caller was coming.
No, I can tell you though, Brian, that usually that's a fixture of the summit conferences. There's a little problems with him. we'll find ourselves probably dealing with those, and we'll bring them up. Our feeling about this is we want to go for the early in 86 trade rounds that we talked about. And since Williamsburg, for 2 years, we've had at the ministerial level, we've had discussions, meetings going on about monetary things. And they're not due to report until June. And then what our feeling is not that the two should go together, you can't link those two things, but that then, on the basis of that report, we'll see whether this warrants, on their recommendations and so forth, a meeting, and we'd be very happy to have such a meeting on those circumstances.
Ron, do you have a date in mind for early 86?
No, I wasn't going to be any more specific than that, just so that we kind of finalize that we're going to do it on the trade rounds, that we're going to start them that early, so that there can't be any foot dragging for a year and a half.
Ron, one point that I wanted to make to you that I suggested was involved in school investigation in Jamaica.
Yeah.
One thing that I was down there for the Commonwealth Prime Minister, one point that he mentioned to the Prime Minister, that I think I'm really supposed to be I have done in terms of structural things and everything that he asked me.
Here.
Right now, because higher percentage of growth than the poorest of the very poorest. But God, if we could get us a better alternative with the IMF, with the World Bank, the alternative would not be so stuck. That would give us the opportunity to in our own backyard. This is our hemisphere.
Yeah.
And so I've done some work.